The X-ray Transit of Mercury, presented by Science at NASA. November 17, 2006. To appreciate the majesty and power of a typical G-type star, you need only glance at this photo. The tiny speck is the planet Mercury. The star looming in the background is our own sun. The Japanese Space Agency's new orbiting solar observatory, Enode, formerly known as Solar B, took the picture on November 8th, just as Mercury was about to begin a rare solar transit. Thousands of people on Earth saw and photographed the event, but Enode's photo is like no other, because it shows the view through an X-ray telescope. Enode's X-ray telescope, the XRT, is the best solar X-ray telescope ever flown, says John Davis, NASA's Enode project scientist at the Marshall Space Flight Center. The XRT has arc-second resolution and can take pictures as rapidly as once a second. X-rays interest solar physicists because they reveal the hottest gases in the sun's atmosphere. The bright flourish just above Mercury, for instance, is a gigantic mass of million-degree plasma trapped in the magnetic field of a sunspot. Viewed through an ordinary white light telescope, that hot mass would be almost completely invisible. Truly, says Davis, these are unique images. When the transit began, that is, when Mercury moved directly in front of the sun's surface, Enode zoomed in using another of its telescopes, the SOT, or Solar Optical Telescope. The images reveal Mercury as no mere speck, but a full-fledged planetary disk. Viewing the movie, Davis points out the motions in the background. The sun's surface boils like water atop a hot stove. Each of the bubbling granules is about the size of a terrestrial continent. Enode, just launched in September, is still in the shakedown phase of its mission. Ground controllers are testing Enode's telescopes and other systems and don't expect to begin routine science operations until next month. The transit of Mercury is just a hint of what's to come. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.